The Gemara Masechta Tainis, that Flamin Amud Beis teaches us, the Pasuk says, Simchus Yushalayim, Sisu Oysa Mesais, Kolomus Ablam Alea. Teach us Chazal, Kolomus Abel Yushalayim. Anyone who is in mourning over the destruction of Yushalayim, Zoycha V'roi B'Simchasa, will be the individual who will merit to see in the Simcha and the rebuilding of Yushalayim. And Reb Chaim Volozhin asks, shouldn't the Gemara have said, Yiske v'yira, he will see in the future the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Zoicha means that he sees that immediately now. And unfortunately, we are not yet at the time of the binyan, of the Beis HaMikdash, of the binyan of Yerushalayim. So why does the Gemara use the word Zoicha? The Gemara should have used Yiske. So Reb Chaim Volozhin explains that the Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun Dal Amud Beis teaches us that there's a gzeira, that a meis nishkach min alev, that people who pass on, we start to forget them. And on the other hand, someone who's alive, even if we think he's not, we are not mekabel tanchumim, because somebody who's still alive is not the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created will not be forgotten. And that's why the Pasuk says, by Yaakov Avinu, regarding his loss of Yosef, or his perceived loss of Yosef, V'yamayin l'snachem, because Yaakov Avinu, Yosef was really not dead, and that's why Yaakov could not accept Tanchumim. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Hams Abel Ayushalayim, if after all of these hundreds of years since the destruction of Yerushalayim, we are still mesabel, we're still mourning over the destruction of Yerushalayim, that is the proof that Yerushalayim is still very much alive. For if Yerushalayim were no longer alive, how could we be in mourning over something that's not alive? And that's the biggest simcha. Comes Abu Yerushalayim Zoicha V'roi B'Simchasa, the simcha that you have is immediately that you see that Yerushalayim is still alive. But if somebody is not Misabel Yerushalayim, if somebody could go through the time of the 3 weeks, of the 9 days of Tishbav, and not feel the destruction, and not feel for the mourning of Yerushalayim, that is a proof that the person, that Yerushalayim is alive. If there are people who are still mourning Yerushalayim, that means Yerushalayim is still alive. The people who aren't mourning Yerushalayim are the people who are not alive. And somebody who's not alive is obviously not an individual who could be in Avelis. And that's what the Simcha is. Kolomus Abu Yerushalayim, Zoicha V'Roya Simchasa, it involves a double Simcha. On one hand, it's a Simcha that we see Yerushalayim is still very much alive. And the other Simcha is that we're still alive, recognizing that there's a Yerushalayim to mourn for. The Gemara, Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Pehei, says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Mai Diksiv, Mia Ish V'Yoven, HaChochem V'Yoven Azois, who is the wise, understanding people, V'ashadiba Pi Hashem Elov V'yigidah, that he could repeat what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Ama of the Oretz, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Why are we in this terrible galus? Dov is Am Chacham V'loi Peshua, the Chacham were not able to explain it. Am Nevi'im V'loi Peshua, the Nevi'im were not able to explain it. They were not able to explain it. At Shapirsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself could explain it. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yoyim HaShem al ozmas terosay shen esflati lufneihem. And the Gemara explains that Shloi Baruch Hu b'tchila, Torah t'chila, they didn't make the Birchas HaTorah. And there are so many obvious questions when we learn that Maim Chazal. If we look in the Navi tells us the terrible Averis that Klal Yisrael were doing at that time. So how could Chazal, how could the Chachamim and Nevi'im not have been able to identify why are we in Golus? And moreover, they did such terrible averis. Is Shloim Baruch Hu B'tchila, Torah T'chila, is that why Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim should be destroyed? But rather what the Gemara is looking for is that we look at the history of Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael entered as Yisrael. The Pasuk says, V'yavidus Yisrael Sushem kol yimei Yeshua b'kol yimei Zakenim. As Klal Yisrael entered as Yisrael in the time of Yeshua, they were so attached to doing what's right, to doing the Avodas Hashem. And the question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was posing to them is why, what happened? What happened that you started off in such a wonderful place and now you end up in a place of desecration and you end up in a place of lack of Avodas Hashem? What is the root cause for all of this? And the answer was, Ashloi Baruch Hu B'Torah T'chila. Al Sha'ozim Es Terasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I want to try to explain to you and help you understand why you ended up where you ended up, is it all starts with Al Sha'ozim Es Terasi. You don't live your life, not even necessarily a life of not learning Torah. You live a life, perhaps, of learning Torah. But if like Baruch Torah T'chila, if you don't realize what Torah means in our life, that living a life of Torah and living a life of the way of Torah is essential to our existence, then everything that happens afterwards is only a consequence of that issue. It all begins with Shalai Baruch Torah T'chila. And actually with this we can understand the Gemara says, "Ein tchilas dina shel adam." The Gemara first says that the first question, "Ein tchilas dina shel adam nidin ela divrei Torah." The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, quotes Rav Hamnuna that the first question, the first issue that we will have to deal with when we come up to the Olam HaEmes is al Torah, on Torah, kavati itam l'Torah. Did we live a life of Torah? Yet, asked Tosis, that the Gemara and Masechta Shabbos and Parabat Mamed Likim asked that the first question that we're going to be asked is Nosata v'Nosata b'Mauna. Did we live our life, an honest life, a life of Amuna? Did we live a life of Amuna? Did we live, act honestly? So Tosis asks that there's a steer, there's a contradiction. Is the first question Torah? Is the first question Nasata v'Nasata b'Amuna? So Tosfos answers that as far as the question, the first question will be asked regarding Nasata v'Nasata b'Amuna. But after we answer the questions about the way we lived our lives, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he'll have to judge us, we will be judged on Torah first. But really, that didn't answer the question. Why is there this inconsistency? If the first question is about Nasata v'Nasata b'Amuna, when we will be given punishment or reward, that should come first. And vice versa, if the first issue is Torah, then that should be the first, then if that's the first issue that we will be judged on, that should be the first question. So Tosfos answers. So the Reb Chaim V'Lozhner answers, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at us, how we lived our lives. And that's the question of Sata v'Nasata b'Amuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at us and weigh and judge and see how did we live our lives. And everybody's going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. Everybody's going to have to give a reckoning for that. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, what caused us to live the lives we live? What caused us? What causes a person to live a life that's the way he's supposed to live? And Chas V'Shalom, the other way around, what causes a person not to live the kind of life that he's supposed to live? And the answer to that is Torah. Poita mayim reishis midoin. The first is Torah. What was your attitude to Torah? And did you live a life of Torah? If you live a life of Torah, and it's not just learning Torah, it's a life of recognizing that we're supposed to live a life of the Derech HaTorah. What does the Torah want from us in every moment of our lives? And by living such a life, that was the cause. Baruch B'Torah Tchila speaks to our recognition of the primacy of Torah in our lives. And the person who recognizes that Torah should be our guiding post will live a life that's proper. And the other way, Chas V'Shalom. And that was what led to the Churban HaBayis. They lost their appreciation for what kind of a life are we supposed to live. The Pasuk says, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Parashat Devarim, says, V'ayim aleichem, b'esahi leim alei ucha levadi seis eschem. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, I can no longer carry this burden by myself. So Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu lost his strength. Let's look at Moshe Rabbeinu's history. He was the one that led us out of Mitzrayim. He was the one that led us through the Yam Suf. He brought the man, he brought the slav. Loses the ability to lead Klal Yisrael. El kach amalahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation that I, an individual, have no ability to lead you to be a single Dayan. And the question is, Dushinsky Zatzal asks, how do we understand this? That because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them so great, that's why, and they became so big, that's why he can no longer judge them himself. The answer is, what Moshe Rabbeinu said was that everything that I was successful in life was because of Siyata Deshmaya. And that's why a person with Siyata Deshmaya, particularly a person with Siyata Deshmaya to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, has the ability to lead Klal Yisrael. But what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them was, I lost that Siyata D'Shmaya. Because if you don't follow the way of Torah, then there's a lack of Siyata D'Shmaya in the world. And in a world where there's a lack of Siyata D'Shmaya, even somebody as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, and even somebody who was able to perform all of the incredible miracles, Nisim, that Moshe Rabbeinu led them through, doesn't have that ability anymore. Only when we are connected to the Derech HaTorah can we be successful. Only when we're connected to the Derech HaTorah can we have Siyata D'Shmaya. And only when we're corrected to recognizing that Torah is the way we're supposed to live can we overcome the Churban HaBayis.